The draw of 3D games and TV could keep some people at home in the future, but the recession is keeping millions of people at home right now. For many men, that might also mean staying at home to care for the kids. By some estimates, there are about 2 million men who are primary caregivers for their children. That number was already on the rise before the recession started. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, some stay-at-home dads are thinking about how they'll approach rejoining the workforce eventually.
It's another manic Monday. A dozen toddlers and small children have laid this suburban Washington, D.C. living room to waste. Their dads, many of whom got sidelined by the recession, are exchanging baby photos and discussing getting their kids to try tofu. Rami Cohen is a regular at the stay-at-home dad's playgroup. He says he loves being a full-time dad, though it divides his attention.
It's been really wonderful. And we found that...
Need help with that?
Lower this part.
Business at Cohen's architecture firm went south with the downturn. Employees got furloughed, first to 2 days a week and then to none.
Eventually, this is all going to turn around, and eventually work is going to come back and speed back up. That's great.
Cohen says when the economy does pick up, he'll be torn about whether he wants to go back to the office full time, especially because he has another child on the way. Kevin Folk already has two. Last summer, the father of 11-month-old twins was laid off from a sales job with the National Association of Home Builders. He says he approaches his new line of work kind of like he did the old one. He networks with the other at-home dads and picks up tips.
For example, we had these little things, mesh things that you put fruit in. I didn't know about those things.
Folk says he's looking to re-enter the workforce, at least part-time, but he says it's hard. For starters, try doing a job interview on the phone with babies crying and crawling around. Also, he says, he wondered whether he should put his daddy gig on the resume. So he consulted some experts in human resources.
And they said, absolutely. You want to include that as this is why you're at home. You know, you were doing something and might show, you know, some, especially, I don't know, I always say, like, well, twins, talk about, you know, being able to prioritize and manage. It's pretty tough.
Jeremy Adam Smith wrote a book called The Daddy Shift after his stint staying at home. This is what he says about having at-home caregiving on the resume.
Yeah, it's a liability.
Moms who take a hiatus from work have been dealing with this for a lot longer. But Smith says now that men are staying home in greater numbers, they're having to confront the same reality.
When they're knocked out of the workforce or they take time out of the workforce to take care of children, they're going to lose a little bit of ground. And I think we should just need to be realistic about that.
Back at the Monday morning playgroup in Arlington, Virginia, Dave Cavey is not ready to concede losing too much ground. The former Marine wasn't able to find work after the family moved from Abu Dhabi last summer. He eventually gave up the job search, pulled the kids out of expensive daycare, and now volunteers at various places.
Like, for example, City of Alexandria, the National Park Service, our condo association where we're new homeowners running for a position on the board of directors there. So I'm trying to do some things to kind of pad my resume.
Over on the other side of the room, Michael J. Madsen is showing off baby photographs. Madsen just sent his notice giving up his part-time gig teaching commercial photography. When he does re-enter the workforce, he says he'll do so as a baby photographer.
And this time actually is helping me build my portfolio because I can shoot babies.
But right now, Madsen is more concerned about recruiting other dads to join him for play dates at the ballpark.
Jensen and I are going to hit the park.
Madsen says he loves being a homemaker, but of course every job has its drawbacks.
Poop. Poop is the biggest downside.
And that's not all.
I'm horrible at washing dishes and cleaning up, but there's got to be a downside to every job, otherwise it wouldn't be a job.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.